This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first over-the-counter birth control pill in the U.S. The oral contraceptive O-pill will be on store shelves early next year. The oral contraceptive will be the first hormonal contraceptive pill available in the U.S. without a prescription. The approval is a major win for medical groups, including the American Medical Association and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, which have been pushing for years for an over-the-counter birth control pill. It also comes amid legal battles over women's reproductive rights. Dr. Melissa Simon, a professor of clinical gynecology at Northwestern University, said, "This is a monumental decision. OTC birth control is available in more than 100 countries, so we've been behind in availing safe, effective methods, such as this oral contraceptive pill, to individuals who are trying to avoid pregnancy. O-pill, also known as the mini-pill, contains one hormone, progestin, and it's taken daily. It was first approved by the FDA as a prescription in 1973. The FDA said it is approving the over-the-counter version for all users of reproductive age, including teenagers, a move that is expected to remove barriers to access and reduce the risk of unintended pregnancies. Almost half of the 6.1 million pregnancies in the U.S. each year are unintended, according to the FDA. Dr. Patrizia Cavazzoni, director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, said, "When used as directed, daily oral contraception is safe and is expected to be more effective than currently available non-prescription contraceptive methods in preventing unintended pregnancy. O-pill was found to be 93% effective with typical use, similar to prescription oral contraceptives. O-pill must be taken at the same time every day. If it isn't taken within a three-hour window, experts advise a backup method like using a condom during sex for the next 2 days. The medication is expected to be available at drugstores, convenience stores, grocery stores, and online. The maker of the O-pill, Perrigo's HRA Pharma, expects that the pill will be available in early 2024 on store shelves. HRA Pharma hasn't yet disclosed how much the OTC pill will cost. The price will need to be low, experts say, because OTC medications typically aren't covered by insurance." Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has imposed the first fishing restrictions this year on portions of the Sun River and Lower Madison River. The waterways are closed to all fishing daily from 2 p.m. to midnight. The fishing restrictions began this past Wednesday, July 12th. Known as hoot owl restrictions, fishing is allowed only from sunup to 2 p.m. The closures are on the Sun River from the Highway 287 bridge to the mouth of Muddy Creek, and on the Madison River from the Warm Springs boat launch to the confluence with the Jefferson River. The restrictions are in effect due to low flows and warm water and will remain in effect until conditions improve. FWP's drought policy says that angling restrictions will be enacted when the water reaches temperatures of at least 73 degrees or when stream flows drop to critical levels for fish. Temperatures of 77 degrees or warmer kill trout. Eric Roberts, FWP's Fish Management Bureau Chief, said, "Limiting fishing to only the cool morning hours can help a lot. We're trying to minimize any additional stress on wild trout during these midsummer conditions of high water temperatures and low flows. Anglers can help lower the stress on fish and reduce fish mortality rates by fishing during the cool times of the day, keeping the fish in the water as much as possible, and letting the fish recover before releasing them." In South Africa, a rare snowfall in the country's largest city, Johannesburg, blanketed the area in the first snowfall in more than a decade. Snowflakes are rare in Johannesburg, with the last reported occurrence of snow more than a decade ago in 2012. Residents who woke up to freezing temperatures posted photos and videos to social media, expressing their delight about the weather event. The South African Weather Service confirmed that the observation is indeed snow. The snow and cold front were extended to other regions, including the mountainous areas of Drakensberg, Eastern Cape, and neighboring Lesotho. Amid the excitement, the Weather Service warned that the disruptive snow could pose possible hazards, including hypothermia. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.